I want to know what drew you first to historical fiction and why the particular time period that you chose.
Well, this is a pretty easy answer. It was Downton Abbey. I was watching Downton Abbey, and I loved that series so much, and I loved that era. And I didn't know a lot about that era. But when the series ended, I thought, what am I going to do? I want to stay in that world. And I remembered there were family stories about my paternal grandparents who lived in New York, and they were part of, well, they were very well off. And so they were part of that society. And I thought, well, that's so, I want to know about them. I want to know about, I never met them. I never met either one of them. So, and of course, their fortune was completely gone by the time I came around. But I wanted to know about their world. And so I just started doing some research of that era, the 1910s in New York City, and became utterly fascinated. And I actually chose my character as a society writer because I had another grandmother who had been a society writer.
Oh, is
And
that right?
I also, yeah, that was on my mother's side. And also for a brief time at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, I also wrote a society column, which was kind of funny because I'm not particularly a high society person, but it was a lot of fun writing it. And so that just seemed a very natural way to get into that world. And yet I also wanted to write about more serious topics. And so kind of put her in a position where she's got to do some investigative journalism.
Yeah, and I think that's a great occupation for that character, Louisa, would because it gives her access to a lot of different, not only levels of society, but a lot of different aspects of that one, a woman of that era, let's just say, might not necessarily have.
Exactly. Yeah. She does. She is able to open doors that maybe other people couldn't.
Exactly. And I also appreciated that you used women from different classes and races in your books and demonstrated how they were able to navigate the era in which they lived. I think I didn't write, I read your series. I haven't read your series in order. I think the first one I wrote was The Burning Bride.
Oh,
And that takes place in Florida.
yeah. I had to write about Florida because, that's this is my home. This is where I grew up. And especially St. Augustine, which is so rich in history. So that seemed like a perfect place. And you can't write about St. Augustine without addressing the racism. I mean, at one time, St. Augustine was called the most racist city in the country.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the old slave market that they had, which after you do some research, maybe it wasn't as much of a slave market as they said it was, but they used that as a tourist attraction. And so there's a lot to unpack about St. Augustine and about racism in that time period, especially.
Well, absolutely. I learned a lot of things about Florida and St. Augustine I didn't know before. And a true confession, I did not used to be a history buff, so historical fiction would not have interested me in the past, but it has fascinated me in recent years. And I love how you're able to tie in the events of that time with your storyline. And I feel like I get a education when I read your books.
That to me is the most fun part, is incorporating the real things that were going on and learning about them, learning about the anarchist movement in New York and all of the protest and all of the things I just didn't know about. And the conditions that we don't understand. We don't, people say the word socialism now and it's a dirty word, but when you look back at that time period, when they're forcing children to work in factories, when people have no days off, I mean, these were some real issues that needed to be resolved.
Yes. And the not only the political, but the social unrest of that period and labor unions coming into power and all of the things that were happening. It just gave me not only a unique perspective glimpse back into that time area, but it helps me understand the events of today as well.
That's what I think too. And I'm like you. I wasn't that interested or involved in history until I started researching it. And then suddenly I saw these parallels and learned so much that I think one of the things is that we always want to keep learning. And I find that that's true about historical fiction readers. Is that's one of the things that they say they love about historical fiction is that they learn something. And I feel that way now too. I am not as interested in contemporary fiction as I used to be. I'm much more interested in historical fiction because I learned something.
I would agree. I've asked you this question before, but I think our listeners would be interested to know as well. How do you decide? There's so much. I know this from researching my own historical fiction novel that I'm currently writing. There's so much happening in the world during this time period. How do you decide what to keep and what to let go of, what to include in your stories?
That is a balancing act. And I actually have read, I also review books for the Historical Novel Review. And I have read some books that they just had to, it was like the writer had to include every single thing that they learned. And it bogs down the narrative. So that's part of the editing process. And that's part of the reason you might have a writing group or a writing partner to read your work and maybe make suggestions, maybe let you know where it gets a little bit too involved in the actual research and it bogs down the story.
Absolutely. I had someone tell me that to include, offer the wisdom to include what is relevant to the characters during that time period.
Yeah, you can't include everything. And even if there's something, I love to do hands-on experiential research. So for Whispering Women, I went to the Museum of Transportation, which is in Brooklyn, New York, and it's got old subways from that time period.
Oh my
And of
gosh.
course, I want to describe everything. I want to talk about the ads on the subway. I want to talk about the texture of the seats. But if it wasn't something that she would notice, then I can't really include it. So I have to think of those things that my character would actually notice, that would actually be relevant to her experience in that moment.
That makes a lot of sense. And then it helps clarify what you include in the storyline.
Yes, exactly.